Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. This is a Teach Me Something Tuesday episode. I'm your host, Dr. F. Scott Feel, and today's part two of a three-part mini-series on plagiarism. Part one, we kind of went over the definition of plagiarism and different types, the most common types of plagiarism that happen in the world of academia. This next section here, the second in the mini-series of three, is all about the consequences of plagiarism and why it's a big deal. And really, plagiarism can have some very serious consequences, you know, depending on, you know, the nature of the plagiarism, depending on the professor's policies, depending on the university's policies. There are some very heavy consequences that can be associated with plagiarism, because again, it is a form of cheating. One of the biggest ones could be academic probation. You may be put on some sort of probationary period where your work is analyzed at a much more critical level, and you have to perform at a certain level to continue with your schooling. Otherwise, they can boot you out. It could be something like failing the assignment, right? You may have an assignment, maybe it's a 3 to 5 page paper, and if you plagiarize on it, you get a zero. You just fail the assignment. Another one could be failing the whole course, right? As we get more and more aggressive, if the professor has a very strict policy on plagiarism and it's clearly outlined in the syllabus, you could be in for a failure of the whole course. It could be an F, you know, based on that professor's policy or the university's policy and procedure. I've seen people that have ended up with suspensions where, you know, they've been kicked out of the university for, a semester or two and had to come back and reapply and show that they've done things to remediate their actions and behaviors in order to be let back in and continue with their schooling. And then last but not least, and probably the heaviest one, I've seen dismissals from a program, right, or an institution based on the fact that they knowingly plagiarized something. They knew the consequences and they still went through with it and they got caught and they got kicked out. So, you know, it can be real bad. It can be, you know, something from like a probationary period to a hit on your grade to all the way up to getting dismissed from a program. From a university aside standpoint, again, it kind of goes back to reputation. Your reputation used to be what was said behind your back, right? What people thought about you and what they shared with others when you weren't there. Nowadays, your online presence, your digital footprint, your work ethic, all the things you do and who you are, what makes you you, those are all now your reputation, and that will follow you. And it's very easy to track and follow you sometimes based on what you've done in the past, what's been posted about you, right? Because let's say you plagiarize something and it's bad. And let's say you get kicked out of the program. And let's say one of your classmates just really didn't like you. They can start posting pictures on social media and telling the whole story about how you got kicked out of the program because of plagiarism. And now guess what? Anytime a university or a job looks you up, they're going to find those pictures and posts about you plagiarizing and getting kicked out of a program. So now your reputation is tarnished. And from a professional side of things, let's say you're a professor and you're trying to publish papers or present at conferences. If you willingly and knowingly plagiarize and that gets caught and found out, good luck getting accepted to a journal or a publication in the future. Because again, your professional reputation is now tarnished. it's not something that's really just limited to academic writing and to journal publications and conferences. There's been a lot of instances where creative writing's even been plagiarized, right? People say that they stole my idea for the book, or, you know, many times I've seen it happen a lot, especially in big books and big instances sometimes. It's one of the things to just kind of talk about, you know, plagiarism, especially in fiction, because it's a little bit harder to track. Nobody owns fictitious, you know, ideas or anything like that. It can still be a place or, you know, an issue, because there's thoughts and themes and ideas. And if they match closely enough, you're going to run into issues. When it comes to online content, like blog posts or, you know, infographics or whatever it may be, you can avoid plagiarism simply by asking, hey, can I use your content for this? Or, you know, do you mind if I, you know, repost something? Or would it be okay with you if I cited you in this source, right? Because if you do that, at least you're asking for permission. I've seen a lot of times where people ask for permission and they're denied. That stinks, but they have to go and find another source or whatever. But then I've seen other times where people have asked and they're like, sure, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, use it. No problem. Right. But you've at least got to ask. And that's really the big thing, is like giving credit where credit is due and trying not to copy others, and make sure that the stuff that you're doing, the stuff that you're putting out there, is original thought, or at the very least, you've asked for citation and you've asked if you could use stuff. And a lot of times it's just a matter of contacting the author, finding them and asking if that's okay to use. So I think in the big picture, you know, realizing that the type of plagiarism and the consequences of the plagiarism aren't really worth it a lot of times, because again, you're going to tarnish your reputation, right? And that's one of the biggest things. And we've seen this time and time again. We've seen, you know, students try it, not be successful at it. And really, was it worth it? You know, in the end, you have to kind of to measure the big ideas of, is it worth it or not? Is the juice worth the squeeze? Is the risk worth the reward? And I would venture to say a lot of times it's not, right? Weigh out the consequences, obviously, and recognize that it's not always worth it to go in and try to plagiarize something. And, you know, again, even if it's unintentional, that can happen. But at the same time, you've got to figure out a way to make sure that it doesn't. And if you do, you've got to try to apologize and fix it as quickly as possible to make sure that, you know, you realize that, all right, we're getting, you know, this problem fixed. This is how it happened. We'll make sure it doesn't happen again. Hope that was helpful when it comes to consequences of plagiarism. And like I said, the next part and final part of this mini series is really just about how to avoid plagiarism, right? And things that you can do to make sure that you're not plagiarized. So we'll see you on the next one. Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast, and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.